大学毕业了还是孩子。
Yeah, even kids who have graduated from college, you're still kids, right?
还有学生，对，孩子，还有什么挂心的？
What else are folks here thinking about, preoccupied with?
起码我们中间的学生，你们没有孩子需要挂心吧？
Yeah, but maybe you have some students, university students here don't have children. What are you worried about?
你们挂心什么？
What is it that you're concerned about?
学习，还有人是工作。
And some of us are thinking about work.
健康，对，我就等着人说健康。
Yeah, I was waiting for someone to say good health.
有没有人担心今年可能会死掉？
Is there anyone who's worried about possibly passing away this coming year?
其实一个永恒的关注，世世代代一个永恒的关注，你猜是什么呢？
Actually, you know what? One of the things that is from generation to generation is a preoccupation that people have. You know what it is?
是生命的意义是什么？
And that is, what is the meaning of life?
我知道这一个阿尔贝加缪，他据说他是一个存在主义的哲学家，法国的哲学家。
There was a French philosopher named Albert Camus.
他就自己说，他说决定生命是否值得活下去，是回答哲学最基本的问题。
He said that the deciding whether or not it's worth living. Is answering the fundamental question of philosophy.
他还讲了另外一句，在他一本著名的小说中间，他曾经讲过另外一句，他说这一个哲学的真正的问题，也就是要回答我们要不要自杀。
He said, actually, something else he was famously known for saying is, there is really only one truly philosophical problem, and that is, should we commit suicide?
所以日复一年，日复一日，年复一年，我们的生命意义究竟何在？
So the question is for us today, as we go year after year, day after day, what is the real meaning of our lives?
你的2018年跟你的2017年，还有过去你所经历的所有的年份，到底能有什么样的不同？
How will 2018 be different from 2017 and from the other years that you've lived?
我就说，大家都想知道生命的意义。据说这个智者就回答他：“你有 Google 过吗？”
Yeah, here's a cartoon of somebody saying, "What's the meaning of life?" asking a philosopher, and he says, "Well, have you tried Googling it?"
然后我后来就，当然这是历代哲学家的思想，我 Google 过了之后是变成这样子，太复杂了。
Yeah,
yeah, 我想算了。
When you go onto Google, this is one of the answers you get. This is the thoughts of many different philosophers over the ages.
然后就有个很好的办法，你知道 Siri, 生命的意义是什么？你们有问过吗？
There's another way that you can ask this. You can ask Siri on your computer.
你知道他很聪明，有的时候回答还真的回答的有意思的很。
And actually, if you ask Siri, what is the meaning of life? Sometimes you get very, very interesting answers.
好，我就不再说了。
But I think there's an app for that.
对，然后下面的问题，你再问他一次，他就变成这样子。
If you ask it again, say, I can't answer that now, but give me some time to write a very long play in which nothing happens.
然后下面他再急了，你再问他一次，他就急了。
And then he says,It's nothing that Nietzsche couldn't teach you.
你们知道尼采这个家伙是虚伪主义的哲学家，说生命根本就没有意义。
You know, you've heard of Nietzsche before, Friedrich Nietzsche, right? German philosopher. He was a nihilist philosopher who said that there actually is no meaning to life.
所以这是很聪明，我发现这个 iPhone 还真的是很聪明。
So I guess that's what the iPhone is directing us to.
Very, 其实这个是我最喜欢的答案，这是我最喜欢的答案。
This is my favorite one here. It says, all evidence to date suggests that it's chocolate.
然后当然最后他烦了，我也烦了。
Very end, says I give up. Yeah.
所以圣经中间有一本书，其中很大的一部分都记载了一位传道者，也就是说以色列的哲学家对人生的反思。
Yeah, there's a book in the Old Testament that records the thoughts and the meditations of a person who was known as a philosopher, a teacher in ancient Israel.
我知道多少人读过传道书。
How many people have read the book of Ecclesiastes?
所有人一边读一边点头，还是不点头，还是摇头。很多人点头，很多人摇头，你就知道它中间是各样的反思。中间第一章，其实从了第一章一节到十一节，还有第十二章九节到十四节，好像是另外一个智者，敬畏神的智者的引言跟结语。
Yeah, you know, for those who have read the book of Ecclesiastes, you know that there are a lot of thoughts, a lot of philosophical wisdom that's packed into that book. There's an introduction by a God-fearing wise person, and then there are all of these observations and wisdom about life, and then there's a conclusion from someone who is also a God-fearing wise person.
然后中间第一章十二节到十二章八节都是传道者对人生的观察还有智慧。
And then sandwiched in between the introduction and the conclusion are these many, many thoughts and observations about life from this person who was known as the teacher.
在我们今天的经文里边第三章一节到特别一节到十到八节这个地方传道者就观察到人生的一切都有一定的季节和时间。
And the passage that we're going to look at this morning from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the first 11 verses, the teacher is observing that there is a season and a time for everything that we experience in life.
所以三章一节到八节是传道书中间最有名的经文。
These are probably the most famous verses that come from Ecclesiastes.
我知道在美国还有人写诗歌用这些东西。
I know there was actually a famous pop song in the United States about these verses right here.
所以这中间是它是一首诗其中有十四个对比你可以看出来我们一会儿就要读
This is actually structured like poetry There are 14 comparisons
分成七大对
And there are actually that are broken down into seven Or that are arranged as seven comparisons 14 contrasts
我们一块儿来读一下
Let's read this together
据说这是肯尼迪总统最喜欢的经文之一 Kennedy
Oh, this was Kennedy's favorite passage of scripture.
好，我们大家一块来读，先读中文，一二三，请。
We'll read first in Chinese, then in English.
凡事都有定期，天下每一事物都有定时，生有时，死有时，栽种有时，拔出有时，杀戮有时，医治有时，拆毁有时，建造有时。
There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build.
哭有时，笑有时，哀痛有时，跳舞有时，丢石头有时，捡石头有时，怀抱有时，不抱有时。寻找有时，失落有时，保存有时，抛弃有时。
A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away.
撕裂有时，缝补有时。沉默有时，说话有时，喜爱有时，恨恶有时，战争有时，和平有时。
A time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace.
我们今天没有时间来做仔细的解经。
Today we don't have time to go in depth through each of these comparisons.
但是我们可以看到传道书是一本帮助我们思考人生的书。
But we can see immediately that Ecclesiastes is a book that is designed to help us think about what we encounter in life.
当我们面对2018年最新的一年的应许还有挑战的时候
As we face the new promises and the new challenges of 2018,
当我们开始做新年新志向新年新决定 New Year Resolution.
Yeah, as we make our New Year's resolutions,
有人做吗
Is anyone here made any New Year's resolutions?
2018年就明天就开始了、哎、真的有人做、哎、
okay, there's one person here who's made a New Year's resolution.
其他人都没做、
no one else? No one
哎、真的没人做看来跟这个传道者的心态差不多大概
Actually, it seems like your ideas are very similar to the teacher here in this book.
因为传道书是一个非常好的提醒
Actually, the book of Ecclesiastes is a really, really great reminder.
因为圣经中没有哪一本书比传道书更加强调现今生活的没有意义。
There's actually no other book in the Bible that comes as close as Ecclesiastes does to emphasizing the meaninglessness of life.
记得我们刚才从一节到八节好像读起来特别有信心，到了第九节、第十节，一二三，请。
So just now as we read verses 1 through 8, we read it with a lot of faith, didn't we? But now we'll go on to verses 9 and following.
1, 2, 3, 请。这样，做事的人在他所劳碌的事上得到什么益处呢？我观看上帝给世人的担子，使他们在其中劳苦。
What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race.
其实这是整个是传道者要传递的一个最主要的主题。
This is actually one of the main points that the teacher is conveying in this book.
第一章二节到三节，一二。
Chapter 1, verses 1 to 3 record this for us.
请传道者说：虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，全是虚空。人一切的劳碌，就是他日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun?
然后一章十三节，其实中间跟三章第九节几乎是一样的字，一二三，请。我用智慧专心探寻，考察天下所发生的一切事。上帝给世人何等沉重的担子，使他们在其中劳苦。我见日光之下所发生的一切事，看哪，全是虚空，全是捕风。
The same idea is conveyed to us in verses 13 and 14 of chapter 1. I applied my mind to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under the heavens. What a heavy burden God has laid on mankind. I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind.
所以传道者，他这位智者，这位古代的哲学家。
So the teacher, this ancient philosopher,
他试图在智慧，在享受，在工作，在财富，还有地位，还有关系上来寻找生命的意义。如果你读传道书，就会有这样的感受。
If you read through the book of Ecclesiastes, you can see that he tried to find meaning in his identity, in his work, in his lifestyle, in many different aspects of life. He tried to seek his meaning.
但是他找到的是一片空虚。
But then he discovered that it was all worthless.
其实传道书一个重要的信息就是人生很苦。
Actually, one of the main points of Ecclesiastes is that life is really hard.
然后你就死了。
And then you die.
所以在日光之下，生命没有意义。
So under the sun, life does not have meaning.
因为没有意义，因为有死亡。
Because it all ends in death.
因为生活不公正。
Because life is unjust.
因为人没有这个智慧分辨恰当的时刻。
And because people don't have the wisdom to know when to do certain things.
所以生活这么苦，而且我最后必死无疑，活着还有什么意义？
So what meaning could there be in life if life is so difficult and then ends in death?
所以这就是 Calvin 的发现。
This is one thing that Calvin discovered.
这是当代小哲学家。
This is a modern philosopher.
如果我们都要死，活着还有什么意义？
He says, if we're all just going to die, then what's the point of living?
所以读书还有什么意义？
So what's worth it in going to school and studying?
所以为什么还要参加体育活动？
Why is it that we need to exercise regularly?
为什么还一定要去弹钢琴，还有学乐器？
Why do we need to learn to play the piano and other kinds of instruments?
为什么还要生孩子，为孩子操心？
Why is it that we would give birth to children and then bring all that additional worry upon ourselves?
为什么要拼命工作，积攒财富来得社会的地位？
Why is it that we work so hard trying to amass wealth and try to climb up the social ladder?
为什么要花时间和精力在关系上？
Why is it that we invest so much time and energy in cultivating relationships with other people?
或者再问你一句，憧憬2018年有什么意义？
Why is it that what meaning do we find in looking ahead to 2018?
所以你到底有多大的信心来面临2018年？我们中间。
So how much faith do you really have in 2018?
你的2018年会比你的2017年更好吗？
Do you really feel that 2018 is going to be better than 2017?
你的家会更好吗？
Is your family going to be in better shape?
我们教会更好吗？
Will our church be stronger?
美国会更好吗？
Will America be greater?
我不知道你怎么回答。
I don't know how you would answer these questions.
这个世界会更好吗？
Will this world be a better place?
所以传道者在继续教导。
So the teacher goes on to say in Ecclesiastes 3,
我们一二三请，上帝造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永恒安放在世人心里。然而上帝从始至终的作为，人不能测透。我知道人除了终生喜乐纳福，没有一件幸福的事，并且人人吃喝，在他的一切劳碌中享福，这也是上帝的赏赐。
He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God.
14-15
Let's look ahead at verses 14 and 15.
请，我知道上帝所做的事必存永远，无所增添，无所减少。上帝这样做是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。现今的事是以前就有了，将来的事也早已有了，并且上帝使已过的事重新再来。
I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him. Whatever is, has already been, and whatever has been before, and God will call the past to account.
Amen. 所以今天我们说因着造物主，因着我们有造物主。
So we say that today because of the Creator,
我们人知道有永恒。
We human beings have a sense of eternity.
我们思考人生的意义。
And we think about the meaning of life.
所以并且我们渴望知道人生永恒的意义。
And we long to know what is the lasting meaning of life.
所以真正的盼望在于年复一年日复一日认识上帝的人可以满怀信心迎接生命的每一天。
And so the real hope in the new year is that we can find real meaning in life by knowing God.
我们可以迎接生命的每一个新的一年。
We can embrace each new year.
我们可以迎接每一个时刻。
And we can embrace each new moment.
因为时间的主在掌权。
Because the God all seasons is in control.
所以这就是今天的信息。
This is the good news today.
我们一二三请先读中文。满怀信心迎接2018年，因为时间的主在掌权。
This is our good news today. Welcome 2018 with confidence because the Lord of all seasons is in control.
你跟周围人讲要满怀信心迎接新年。
Say to the person next to you, Welcome 2018 with confidence.
对啊，迎接2018年，因为主在掌权，我突然发现自己变成诗人了。
Yeah, I suddenly feel like a poet.
要不要如此满怀信心迎接2018年
？Do you want to experience 2018, embrace 2018 with confidence?
尽管你还没有做 New Year Resolution, 还没有新年新立志，我觉得信心还是应当有的。
Yeah, even if you don't have a New Year's resolution yet,this is the way we can face 2018.
要如何能够满怀信心迎接2018年
？So how can we welcome 2018 with confidence?
今天我们看到整个圣经的教导，还有这个传道者，他所表达的，虽然他有很多的负面的，他有很多的挣扎，这样的一个信息。
So we're going to look today at two main ideas that come from Scripture, and we'll be looking at these from the full scope of the Bible, including some ideas from the book of Ecclesiastes. Even though the teacher himself sees so many negative things in life, he's also going to be sharing with us some wisdom that we need for today.
首先是要承认罪人的绝望。
We need first to admit our hopelessness as sinners.
首先就是要谦卑。
We need to be humble.
所以看到传道者的人生观特别的悲观。是不是有这种感觉
？Do you feel like the point of view that's represented by the teacher in Ecclesiastes is a really negative view of life？
但是从整本圣经来看，当传道者谈到的是日光下的人生。
But actually, we need to appreciate that what the teacher is looking at is human life, our way of life under the sun。
他是在谈人类犯罪堕落之后的这样的后果。
He's talking about the consequences, the way life is for us, because we are fallen and sinful.
所以在日光之下，一切都是虚空。
So that means that everything done under the sun is meaningless.
生命没有任何的意义。
That there is no meaning to be found in life itself.
因为犯罪以后与上帝隔绝的人是没有盼望的。
That's because after we have sinned and we become separated from God, there is no true meaning in life.
而且我们没有办法看到上帝做工的奇妙。
And we're unable to see the wonderful, marvelous works of God.
新约中间只有一句一个地方间接的来引用了传道书。
There's one place in the New Testament that directly borrows this idea from Ecclesiastes.
罗马书第八章二十节。
And this is in Romans chapter 8, verse 20.
一二三请。
Let's read together.
因为受造之物屈服在虚空之下。不是自己愿意，而是因那使他屈服的叫他如此。
For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it.
所以这里保罗在提醒我们，上帝已经将这个世界放在上帝的咒诅之下。
So here Paul is reminding us that the created world has been placed under God's curse.
保罗这个地方用的这个虚空这个字也就是在七十世译本翻译旧约的七十世译本翻译成希腊文你中间把希伯来语那个虚空在传道书中虚空所翻译同样的一个字
Yeah, this word that's translated as frustration is actually translated from the Greek version of the Old Testament called the Septuagint And that's the word in Greek that shows up in the book of Ecclesiastes, which in the original Hebrew is rendered as the word meaningless.
有个学者说，罗马书八章二十节是淋漓尽致地表达出传道书所描述的那种虚空。
Some biblical scholars have said that verse 20 in Romans chapter 8 here is the best New Testament summary of the main point of the book of Ecclesiastes.
当保罗说受造之物在被屈服在虚空之中的之下的这个时候
As Paul says that the creation was subjected to frustration.
他是讲被造我们没有办法成就上帝创造我们时候最初的那个设计的那个心意
What Paul is saying is that we as created people being fallen and sinful were unable to live outThe ultimate purpose for which God created us.
因为上帝是我们的敌人。
Because as fallen creatures, God is actually our enemy.
因为当人类犯罪的时候，上帝就使得被造来承受这些虚空还有朽坏的这样的咒诅。
We remember from early in the scriptures that after humanity sinned and fell, God placed the world under a curse.
创世纪第三章十七节一直到十九节。
Yeah, and this is recorded for us in Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19.
一二三，又对亚当说：“你既听从你妻子的话，吃了那树上所出的，就是我吩咐你不可吃的，土地并因你的缘故受咒诅，你必终生劳苦，才能从土地得吃的。”
To Adam, he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you."Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life.
一二三行，土地并给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的五谷菜蔬，你必汗流满面才有食物可吃，直到你归了土地，因为你是从土地而出的，你本是尘土，仍要归回尘土。
It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return.
我记得这个经文，我就有特别的感触。
I remember that this particular passage of scripture really touched me.
当时正好在贝勒学院在读 PhD 那时候。
Back when I was a graduate student at Baylor College of Medicine.
当时呢，正好是我头一次。要给一个讲座。
I remember the first time that I needed to give a public seminar.
那个时候我们给讲座还不像今天一个 PowerPoint 就可以上去。
Back then it wasn't so simple like today where you can just put up a PowerPoint presentation.
我想我们中间很多人听不懂我在说什么，我们用 transparency.
Maybe there are many of us here probably
that
can't really appreciate what I'm saying here, but back in those days, we actually had to use overhead transparencies to.
投影片对、yeah. 我然后呢我就想做得好一些就想做成 那种 slides 就想做成照片型的。
And so I wanted to try to take it a step further and actually make 35 millimeter slides.
结果害得我几夜没有睡觉。
And this actually got me so anxious and worked up that for a couple of months I couldn't even sleep.
几天
a couple of days couldn't sleep.
几 months?
几 夜 okay,
那肯定完了。
A couple of nights I couldn't sleep. Yeah.
结果照样没法做出来。
And then in the end I was unable to do it.
后来出来的呢那个颜色把我都气昏掉。
Because eventually when the slides came back from the processor, the colors were all messed up and I was absolutely furious.
我好像哭都没法哭，我哭出声音来了。
I couldn't even, I was so upset that I couldn't even cry.
当时我们教会有一个弟兄就把这个经文读给我听。
And then there was a brother from church in the fellowship group who read this particular verse for me.
他以为我能得到安慰。
He thought he was trying to comfort me.
是的，在日光之下的生活真的是没有意义。
Actually, it's true that that life under the sun is meaningless.
也没有盼望。
And there's no hope.
因为我们罪人即使花很多的时间跑去追求、跑去追寻，也没有办法认识人生的意义，还有活出人生的超越。
Because as sinners, we invest so much time and energy trying to seek things that cannot bring fulfillment.
所以我们如何带着信心来迎接新年？我们的谦卑如何能够使得我们有信心迎接这个新年
？So if how is it that we can face 2018 with confidence? We need to have the humility to be able to do that.
怎么知道我们有谦卑就肯定有办法
？How can we be sure that if we approach this with humility, we will be successful?
如何可以知道上帝不仅掌控世界，而且爱我们
？How can we be sure that God not only is sovereign over all the seasons of life, but that he also loves us.
而且顾念我们，而且愿意帮助我们。
And also takes care of us and wants to help us.
在罗马书刚才我们所读的经文中间，保罗马上就讲到，上帝使得一切被造处于这种虚空之中，虚空之中是为了将来拯救的盼望。
Paul goes on in Romans chapter 8 in the very next verses to tell us that.God's purpose for all of this was to bring the hope of salvation in the midst of a difficult life.
一二三情，因为受造之物屈服在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，而是因那使他屈服的叫他如此。但受造之物仍然指望从败坏的辖制中得释放，得享上帝儿女荣耀的自由。
For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice.But by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God.
这个盼望是耶稣基督，这是整个新约的信息。
This hope is in Jesus Christ. This is the message of the New Testament.
圣经说，耶稣按照成熟的时刻进入堕落的世界，经历生命的虚空，然后目的要拯救我们脱离一切原罪的咒诅。
And so the scriptures go on to tell us that when the time had come, God sent his son into the world to bring redemption.
一二三情，等到时候成熟，上帝就差遣他的儿子为女子而生，且生在律法之下，为要把律法之下的人赎出来，使我们获得儿子的名分。
But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son.Born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. So we don't experience the curse any longer.
一二三情，既然基督为我们成了咒诅，就把我们从律法的咒诅中赎出来。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us.
而且耶稣经历了死亡，使我们不再经历死亡的咒诅。
And Christ himself experienced death in order to liberate us from the curse of death.
一二三情，在亚当里众人都死了，同样在基督里众人也都要复活。他要毁灭的最后仇敌就是死亡。
For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
所以这个盼望是在于我们相信我们的神的爱。
And so our real hope is in putting our faith in God's love for us.
罗马书八章二十八节，大家非常喜欢的经文，一二三节。
There's a verse that in Romans chapter 8 that is very familiar and very much loved by many of us.
好，请。我们知道万事都互相效力，叫爱上帝的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
所以谦卑承认自己无望，是人生认识人生意义和活出人生超越的第一步。
So the first step in being able to live a life that rises above the meaninglessness here, and to be able to experience all that God has in mind, is that we need to come humbly before God.
因为认识我们作为罪人的无望，才能借着耶稣基督得到永恒的盼望。
Only by admitting our helplessness as sinners can we experience the hope that Jesus wants to give to us.
因此我们有信心可以面对2018年。
And for this reason, we can have confidence as we move into 2018.
上个礼拜我们全家还有教会有一位姐妹，我们去探访了一对最近经历了大灾难的有一对弟兄姐妹，她不是我们教会的。
Yeah, this past week, our family along with another sister from church had a chance to visit a family that has just experienced a terrible tragedy in their lives. It's not a family that's part of our church.
我们在中间谈论的时候，就发现最大的安慰，最最大的安慰，这个时候能给他们的安慰。不是我们能做多少，不是他们可以做多少。
And I came to realize as we talked with them that the greatest comfort that they could experience right now would not come from us offering to do anything for them or for them doing any particular things to deal with the tragedy.
甚至不是说激励他们在苦难中要为上帝来做好的见证。
And it doesn't even come from trying to encourage them to live a good testimony in the midst of this tragedy.
我们发现最最关键的就是他们要知道上帝多么爱他们。
But actually what's most important for them following this tragedy in their lives is to know that God loves them.
因为唯有上帝的爱才能使我们在苦难之中坚强。
Because only God's love can give us the strength to get through difficulties in life.
所以我们谈到我不知道你如果死了，今天死了，你的墓碑上你希望写什么
？So I don't know if you've ever given thought to what you would want written on your tombstone someday.
我是希望我的上面写的就两个方面，一个是被爱过。
I hope that on my tombstone someday there are these two things written down. One is that I have been loved.
然后是爱过了。
And I have loved.
当然我写复杂一点是被神所爱的。
Actually, I would make it a little more complicated and said, I've been loved by God.
因神的爱爱过了。
And I've loved others because of God's love.
所以这才是我们真正的盼望。我们不是在这个世上要做任何的榜样。
This is our real hope. We don't have to try to strive to be a good example for others.
我们人生的意义也不在于我们能够成就多少。
And the true meaning of our life doesn't come from how much we can accomplish.
我们人生的意义是在于我们属于谁。
But the real meaning of our lives comes from belonging to God.
你认识耶稣基督吗？
Do you know Jesus personally?
你生命中有耶稣吗？
Is Jesus in your life?
你被耶稣基督所爱吗？
Have you been loved by Jesus?
如果这些问题你有一个是否定的，
If there are any of these questions that you're not able to answer affirmatively,
所以赶紧来听下一个问题。
Then you need to listen to the next question.
哦，这个经文是我后来决定送给那一对弟兄姐妹的。
Yeah, this is the I meant to mention. This is the passage of scripture that I wanted to that I decided to give to that couple that's gone through this tragedy.
好，我们看，好，下一个。也就是在满怀信心迎接2018年，第二个方面是要成敬畏上帝的伟大。
So the next manner in which we can approach 2018 with confidence is that we need to revere God for His greatness.
所以要认识人生的意义和活出超越，必须在日光之上寻找。
But actually, if we want to seek ultimate meaning in our lives, we need to look above the sun, not under the sun.
在日光之下，人生是虚空的。
Under the sun, life has no meaning.
在日光之上，人生就有意义。
But above the sun, Life has meaning.
人生的意义要从上帝而来。
Because the real meaning of life must come from God.
所以这个地方十一节我们读黄色的字。
Let's read what's written in yellow from verse 11 here.
请上帝造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永恒安放在世人心里。
He, God, has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Augustine once said it this way.
你为自己造了我们，哦主，我们的心不安息，直到安息于你。
Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in thee.
所以人生的盼望，这个传道者继续讲。
So the hope of life comes as the teacher continues here.
就是我们要在他面前存敬畏的心。
That is, we need to have a heart that fears God, that deeply reveres Him.
其实这个传道者在整本书中用这个上帝，这个Elohim, 上帝这个词用了四十次。
Actually, this word that's translated as God in the book of Ecclesiastes, the author has used it more than 40 times.
他用这个词就是在这个词本身的意义就有带有他是一个创造主，他能够掌控所有的被造。
And the meaning in Hebrew for this word that's translated as God into English conveys the idea that God is the sovereign creator who made everything.
他有一切的主权，他供给我们所需要的一切，因此我们要敬畏他。
And it conveys the idea that because he created everything and he is sovereign over everything, he is the one who gives us everything we need and therefore we owe him our reverence.
所以对传道书的解释，你可以看到学者有各种各样不同的解释，但是有一点大家观点是一模一样的。
So when you look at commentaries on the book of Ecclesiastes, there are a lot of different perspectives that are offered, but there's one thing that everyone agrees on.
就是这本书的其实两点。第一就是在日光之下，也就是没有神就没有生命真正的意义。
And one is that under the sun, apart from God, there is no meaning to be found in life.
所以第二个就是他的最后的结论，这个智者不是那个传道者的话，而是智者最后的结论，也就是日光之下的这个观点，日光之上的观点。
And so then the other key thing that everyone sees the same is that in Ecclesiastes, the very end of the book, the teacher draws a conclusion and he talks about a way of life not under the sun, but above the sun.
所以十二章三节，十二章十三、十四，一二三行，结论就是敬畏上帝，谨守他的诫命，这是人当尽的本分，因为人所做的事，这连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，上帝必都审问。
Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil.
所以有一个传道人曾经这样说，敬畏神会把一个空虚的生活改变成一个有意义的生活，包括享受上帝的礼物。
So there was a minister who once said it like this. He said, fear of God will turn a vain, empty life into a meaningful life, including enjoying God's gifts.
因为上帝是掌控一切的上帝。
Because God is the God who is sovereign over everything.
所以在2018年，无论是多么大的挑战，我们知道常常就要被提醒，上帝是掌控一切的上帝。
So in 2018, no matter what challenges we face, we need to remember that God is sovereign in our lives.
所以诗篇第46篇十节十一节。
Psalm 46 verses 10 and 11.
一二三，请你们要休息，要知道我是上帝，我必在列国中受尊崇。在全地也要受尊崇，万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的上帝是我们的避难所。
He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress."
这位上帝是掌控万国的上帝。
God is the God over all the nations.
这个上帝是掌控任何时间的上帝。
He's also the God of all seasons.
所以我们不怕明天。
And so we're unafraid of what tomorrow may bring.
我们也不怕2018年可能的这种弯弯曲曲，可能的艰难。
And we're unafraid of what challenges and difficulties we might face in 2018.
唯独怕那位掌管明天在他手中的那位主。
Yeah, because our only fear is of God himself, who is the one sovereign over all.
因为他才是真正掌管时间和所有季节的主。
Because God is the God who is sovereign over all of all times and all seasons.
就让我们一起来学习仰望耶稣，信靠他，跟随他，为他而活。
So let's make it our goal to trust in the Lord deeply, to live for him.
季节好像总是在变化，一年年在改变。
The seasons continually change, and one year turns into another.
时代也在改变。
And generations come and go.
但是有一件事是永远不过时。
But there's one thing that never goes out of style.
可以直到永恒。
And that will continue forever.
也就是在生活的点点滴滴中要享受上帝的同在。
And that is experiencing God's presence.
所以在你的新年新计划里。
Through the everyday moments of life.
所以在你的新年新计划就把和主的关系放在首位。
So let's make a New Year's resolution together to place God as the number one priority in our lives. Give him that place of honor.
我这个英文翻译不是特别好，但是主要是因为顾的中文，我发现我只能顾一方面，经常是。
Yeah, I apologize that this English isn't translated real well here.
所以在新年里边，鼓励弟兄姐妹要读经、祷告、敬拜、赞美。
So in the new year, let's make it a priority to read the scriptures, to pray, to worship and praise God.
你有没有读经的计划今年?
Do you have a plan to read the Bible in 2018?
多少人知道我们会有一个读经组，也就是把圣经读一遍，明年他们要从明天开始就要读一遍。
How many people are aware that we actually have a group that's forming in church that's committing to read the Bible, the whole Bible through in 2018?
所以你要想加入这个组，想有读经计划，就跟健美姐妹。
Yeah, so if you're interested in joining this group of us at church who are going to do this, you can talk to Sister Jian Mei.
盼望着你能够在新年里边有更多的祷告。
And would hope that in 2018, we can make prayer a priority in our lives.
知道在教会每个主日都有晨祷。
I think everyone's aware that in church at the start of our before each of our worship services on Sunday morning, we have a prayer meeting that meets here.
像这个是我们今天晨祷的所有的内容，因为这是文炫弟兄带的，我就把大概有些内容放在上面。
Yeah, this is what we prayed for today. There's Brother Wen Xuan, Brother Vincent, who organizes this each week for us.
我们首先是祷告我们和神的关系，这些是有一些经文默想的经文。
We begin our prayer meeting together with some meditation on a particular verse from the Word of God. This is an opportunity for us to deepen and strengthen our own relationship with God.
我们然后就是为万国祷告。
Then we begin praying for the nations.
为万国的不仅为美国，为这些未得之民，还为受迫害的基督徒。
We pray for America. We pray for Christians who are experiencing persecution. We pray for people who are unreached.
我们也为我们教会所支持的宣教士，你知道 Christine Daniel 就在我们这个 list 上面。
And we also pray for the missionaries that our church is supporting, including Christine and Daniel.
然后我们最后才是上帝和教会，就为我们教会来祷告。
And then toward the end of our time, we pray for the needs of our own church.
所以这就是上帝来给我们的激励。我想现在请文炫上来，来做一个短短的见证。
Yeah, so this is the encouragement that we gain from praying each week together. I'm going to invite Brother Vincent to come and share a brief testimony with you all about this experience.
那我们今天早上我们这个主日前的祷告会，我们有一个很大圣灵的带领啊。
We really experienced the Holy Spirit's powerful move this morning as we were praying.
哦，我们回想啊，那啊，其实我们到教会祷告，我们在将近有十年了哈。我们在还没有搬回来之前，我们在 Conshohocken 的时候，我们在主日啊敬拜前的祷告已经将近有十年。
Yeah, I think that over actually our church has been engaged in this practice of praying together before the worship service for over 10 years now. We were doing that even at the old location in Conshohocken.
结果这样子啊，叫祷告的操练，它扶持着我，就是说，当我在啊我。教会的侍奉上，个人的经历上，当我在软弱的时候，祷告来扶持我。
I found that prayer was something that brought me great strength. When I felt weak, also through my own times of serving in the church, this was a source of strength for me.
这个就是一个操练，十年的。我觉得我这样今天上来做见证，就将经过这十年哦，我可以经历到这神的是他的恩典来带领我，不是我能做什么。
Amen. And over the last 10 years that I've been involved in this ministry at church, I feel like it's the grace of God that has enabled me to continue.
所以说我们今天我们特别的祷告，我们希望我们有更多的弟兄姊妹可以利用早上我们8:30我们在教会我们的敬拜之前8:30我们在教会我们就有一起的祷告。
And so we really earnestly pray that in 2018 there will be more brothers and sisters from church who will make the commitment to come to church early. It's at 8:30 in the morning.And spend an hour with us in prayer before the worship service.
好，我们就鼓励2018年弟兄姊妹来继续来经历到神的恩典啊，透过祷告来给我们的。
So we want to encourage brothers and sisters to experience God's grace in 2018 through coming and participating in prayer before the service each Sunday.
这是我的分享。
This is what I wanted to share with you.
感谢主，感谢主。盼望你能够更多的来操练认罪悔改。
I also hope that in 2018 we can experience even more repentance in our lives.
让我们有着圣洁的生命。
And live a holy life.
然后还有呢，希望能够我们盼望在2018年，我们教会每一位弟兄姐妹都有自己固定的团契的生活。
We also desire that in 2018 every person in our church.Will be involved in a small group.
所以这就是上帝给我们的心意，让我们在中间来学习慷慨爱人。
This is God's plan for us, God's will for us, that we would also learn to love others generously.
能够有更多在金钱上还有时间上的各样的奉献。
And that we can invest more in the work of God's kingdom in terms of finances and our time.
这就是我相信这是神对我们的各样的心意。我们来读一些经文，以弗所书第5:15。
This is God's will for us in the new year. Let's read together from Ephesians 5.
1-3，请你们要谨慎行事，不要像无知的人，要像智慧的人，要把握时机，因为现今的世代邪恶。不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。要被圣灵充满。
Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
然后最后，用我们自己的生命，在我们所在的任何的地方，无论是工作的地方，学校。无论是家庭任何的场所来见证上帝的恩典。
And lastly, let's commit to invest our lives for God's glory, no matter where it's in our workplace or in our schools, in our neighborhoods, wherever we live.
1-3，请务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并以百般的忍耐和各样的教导责备人、警戒人、劝勉人。
Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction.
所以日光之下，人生只有虚空和腐败。
So we know that under the sun, there's only corruption and meaninglessness to be found in life.
但是在日光之上，在基督里，人生有着真正的意义。
But above the sun, in Christ, we can find true meaning in life.
日光之下2018年只是一个普普通通像其他的年份差不多的。
Under the sun, 2018 will be just like the years we've lived through already.
可能给我们带来更多的失望。
Maybe it would bring us even greater hopelessness.
更多的失败。
And even greater failure.
更多的伤心。
And greater pain.
但是在日光之上2018年将会是我们经历上帝极大的恩典。
But above the sun,2018 will be the year that we can experience even more of God's grace and blessing.
因为上帝的心意是要使我们彻底的更新。
Because God's will is for us to be transformed and renewed.
所以你现在愿不愿意带着信心迎接2018年?
So do you want to embrace 2018 with confidence and faith?
愿意吗?
Are you willing?
好像嗓门不够大，我又得重新讲一遍。
It sounds like not many of us answered that question. Do I need to preach again?
所以愿不愿意满怀信心迎接2018年?
So do you want to embrace 2018 with confidence?
愿意。
OK, 不错，不需要重复。
That sounded better. So I don't need to preach this again.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，实在是感谢你，知道在主耶稣基督里，我们才有真正的盼望。
Oh Lord, we thank you because we know that in Jesus we can have true hope.
我们才能够真正是摆脱这个世上一切虚无的这样的一个绝望。
And it's only in Christ that we can rise above the meaninglessness of life.
主啊，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你继续帮助我们，让我们认识我们作为罪人，靠我们自己是没有任何的盼望。
We pray, Lord, that you would help us to remember that trusting in ourselves as sinners, we can never find real hope.
所以让我们谦卑俯伏在你的面前。
And so we come humbly before you, bowing down before you.
让我们来以你作为我们生命的主，再一次把你放在我们生命的宝座上。
And Lord, we desire for you to be our Lord. We place you on the throne of our lives.
让我们的生命中间每一个时刻都能够敬畏你的伟大。
And we desire to live each moment of our lives revering you as God.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
巴不得我们的生命可以向这个迷惘的世界来宣告，在基督里那永恒的盼望。
Lord, we desire for our lives to be a vessel of communicating your love and your grace to a world that is lost around us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.